Welcome to the CBS edition of Daytime Confidential. I'm Mike.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we are discussing Dusty and Emily on As the World Turns, Ridge taking his and Brooke's kids back on Bold and the Beautiful, Rick finds out he's not the baby's father, and on Young and the Restless, Victor declares war on his wife, so stay tuned. Well, this should be an interesting episode for the simple fact
that should.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on, and then at the same time, a whole lot of nothing. I don't know about you guys, but was As the World Turns just terribly boring this week?
This week?
Yes. Yeah, it's been terribly boring for a while. Not just this week.
I know, but
it's been a long time.
There were moments, at least, but this week it was one of those things where it's like, there's nothing interesting going on. And even Jack and Carly seem to fall flat this week.
Because Katie was up in his grill constantly. And Brad was always circling the outside. You never got Carly and Jack one-on-one. And when they were talking about the other two. It was just, I don't know.
The only pleasure I got out of the Carly-Jack dynamic was that Brad had Katie chasing her tail that she was going to get an engagement ring, and she wasn't, and I just left.
That hoe deserved it. That hoe deserved to get her heart broken. I'm sorry.
Well,
I am over Katie.
And see, Katie is the proverbial troublemaker, and I can like her for that, but at the same time, it's one of those things where it's like, don't mess with Jack and Carly. As much as I like Carly and Simon, you knew that they wouldn't end up together in the long run. So if that being the case, don't mess with Jack and Carly. It's just bad karma.
It's not even that.
And considering everything that Katie's done to Carly.
And to anyone that gets in her way, yeah. And doesn't even own up to it, she has the gall to look down her nose and be snotty about Carly being a bad mother. Excuse me?
Yeah,
Miss, I broke up Lily and Holden's marriage. Miss, I slept with Simon in the back seat. Miss, I tried to get Molly's job. I cheated on Mike. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up,
hurt
Katie.
Henry.
I mean, just use Henry to an inch of his life, and not in a good way.
And this show's not using Henry or Vian in a good way either. I do not like where this
all she does
this
is prop Katie
is
here lately.
Yeah,
all they're using Vienna for is to prop Katie, make her more viable. Guess what? It's not working. Quit writing Katie so vile. Put her on the back burner. Bring Henry and Vienna to the front, and maybe I'll be able to tolerate Katie in the future, but not now.
So
I'm over it.
Were you tolerating Dustin and Emily this week because the actress who portrays Emily is...
Where's my wastebasket? Hold on. This is how. Ugh. I'm done.
Emily's off for pregnancy leave.
Yes.
Or the actress who portrays Emily Kelly. is off for pregnancy leave. So that means that now Dusty is going to probably, or more than likely, end up in a Dusty-Allison-Aaron triangle.
Okay. Now, Dusty has to be old enough to be their fathers. So,
okay.
Yeah.
When has that stopped Dusty?
Yeah. But that's what I mean. So, can't we get Dusty into the adult world instead of the kiddie? I was going to say kiddie porn world, but that's not a good idea.
What kills me is that Aaron can forgive her for being a porn star and for being a drug addict, but can't forgive her for sleeping with Dusty. I'm like,
and the
dude,
whole thing with
priorities.
Emily is that she's so judgmental. When she was a prostitute.
Oh, and when she slept
with Aaron.
But
Emily's always
been
judgmental. That's in character for Emily, though.
No, she didn't sleep with Aaron. Sorry. When she slept with Chris. When she was with Allie. Okay,
Emily.
I don't think they slept
together. Yeah,
they did.
Yes, they did.
They were flirting and they kissed, but I don't think they slept together.
Okay, let me look at the recaps. You guys go ahead.
Okay, well, while you're checking, double checking on that, what about Bold and the Beautiful this week? Ridge basically...
Oh, please.
Basically, Ridge and Stephanie are tag-teaming Brooke, and it's sort of fun to watch.
No, it's not. No.
Ooh, well, fine.
I'm sorry. I have a problem with this storyline in that I said last week they should make Brooke find a dark side. Instead, they're making her weak and pathetic. Okay, so she hasn't maybe always been the best mother in the world, but all of a sudden now all this stuff is happening to her, like she falls asleep in the car. There's no follow-up.
How long have you been watching
the show?
Or hasn't
been any follow-up to the guy that did something to her. I don't know what that guy in the bar was doing, sliding something into her purse. Did he put something in her drink?
To be honest, I don't have any clue.
okay.
on that.
And then,
but to me, it's like, Brooke is one of those characters, yes, I love Brooke. Yes, I would love to see her turn into a bad girl. But at the same time, Brooke, I can see Brooke becoming a bad girl based on the fact that her kids are taken away from her. To me, that is a progressive step, because she thought she had sunk the lowest she could. Now she's lost her children, so she'll sink in even more. So now she will.
They're making her helpless, though. They're not making her bad. That's what I don't like. They're making her like she can't cope with life, that she's going to have some sort of mental breakdown. That's not the direction that I would like to see it go.
Well,
I'm really kind of – no, and I'm really tired of the whole Stephanie going after – there is no way that a Child Protective Service person would even have the time of day, because, you know, social workers are so bogged down with stuff, to even look at what Stephanie was saying unless she had solid proof that something was going
on. Oh, but don't you know – Stephanie's a rich and powerful woman who must
– I know. It's her buddy, so
– yeah.
No, I don't like it. I just – I don't. I liked it because it was entertaining, you know, it was watchable, but I didn't like it because I don't like the direction it's going, and it was just making me mad when I was watching that Stephanie cannot just leave Brooke alone. That's what really was bugging me. She's not even involved with Ridge anymore. She got what she wanted there, but that wasn't enough. Now she's taking it a step further, and I can see this whole thing going to some sort of court custody battle with Stephanie trying to get custody of the children.
Ugh.
So I don't like the desperation that Brooke
no.
is feeling. I want anger. I want revenge. I want her to go kick ass for 20 years of abuse from Stephanie. That's what
I
want to see.
I did like the self-awareness that Brooke had when she was talking to Taylor. Maybe I am addicted to relationships. Maybe I am addicted to love. Maybe this will rub off negatively on my children. Yeah, gee, Brooke, you think? But Stephanie, Stephanie has gone a step too far.
I agree. I agree.
A step too far, and Brooke needs to come out with fists swinging, because we were reading last week or a couple weeks ago, Luke and I were reading on one of the podcasts the fan favorites according to Soap Opera Digest, and
right.
Brooke was far and away the fan favorite on that show. People want to see Brooke with a backbone, and that's what I want to see, Brooke. So,
Yeah, but they also said that that's the one person they don't fast forward through. And I can honestly say I feel the same way. When I see her, I stop.
I love her.
I stop.
I love
and
her.
I'll watch her no matter what.
Oh, I fast
just,
forward
I just
through,
hate
all,
what's
through
going.
Her all the time.
Oh, I don't. I like her.
So
I like her
going back to As the World Turns, have you found your proof either to validate
yes,
or invalidate
they did
invalidate
sleep
our
together.
Opinions?
They did sleep
they
together.
Did?
Yeah, before he left for medical school, not when he was with Allison. So I just got mixed up.
Oh,
so
okay.
She didn't actually cheat, like hurt her sister.
No, but they were like mooching all over each other. So yeah, and that broke Allison's heart, as it should have.
Did either of you think it was a little bit odd that we had a whole week or two in Branson, and then Cleo's arrested, and then absolutely not? We've seen nothing of the kids ever since.
Darn, boo-hoo.
That's okay.
That's okay. Well, but at some point, if everybody we're watching is so bad that, I mean, I'm not enjoying Craig and Meg. We weren't enjoying Cleo. We weren't enjoying Jade. We're not enjoying Katie. At some point, who's left?
Well, the whole climax to that thing was just cartoon. It was like it was like watching
Sniper. They were tied up on the trail tracks.
I was expecting music.
And
like
then to have her go out and do Gwen karaoke in front of all these people. What?
Well, Gwen was doing
this?
Gwen karaoke. Did you
see
that?
That was some of the worst lip syncing I've ever seen.
Oh my God! Who wrote it? They ought to be shot.
TV Fan Online does not condone the shooting of people.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. Well, only certain people.
Okay, but do we have any further word on when Rosanna's returning? Because it's almost, you know how like Carly's return was countdown to Carly? Now if we can just start a countdown to Rosanna. Because every moment
even seen a start date. All I know that it was July and here we are halfway through the month and nothing.
Well, every moment I see Craig in his big old house, I expect Rosanna to just come striding in and kick his ass.
You know, it's funny that
curb.
You said that, because I think it might have been Thursday when he turned around, he had a drink in his hand, he thought the maid was coming back into the house. I was wondering if Rosanna was going to walk through the door that kind of way, but it turned out to be your buddy Meg, so
Your buddy.
But yeah, you're right. Yeah. I do think I was wondering if they were going to do something like that without ever saying that she was actually coming back. They were just going to have her come in.
It would have been cool because I wouldn't have seen it coming. But it's, no.
Well, and that's not to say it still can't happen. It's just that.
Well, now Mike's put it in my head. I'll be expecting it every time somebody walks through a door. Oh, it's not Rosanna.
No, that was Luke put it in the head. He was the one that brought it up.
Yeah, way to go, Luke.
Blame it on me. Well, one thing that I'm looking forward to is I'm looking forward to Rosanna and Carly's reunion because, boy, those should be some really awesome scenes. And long pause. Okay. Jumping,
you're just like, whatever, dude, of course. You know?
Jumping back to Bold and the Beautiful for a moment. I know we discussed this somewhat in the previous podcast, but the more I think about it, the more upsetting I get about it, and that is the fact that Constantine with Felicia, that should not happen. It just
you know what shouldn't happen is he's sucking up airtime from her. She is a fan favorite. People want to see her in a storyline more than almost any other character, and instead they keep pushing her to the back, and then they bring like Constantine out to the front.
Well, she's a prop, and people hate that. When the good characters are props,
it just pisses
people off.
It's a waste of a talent.
Well, and I don't understand it. Because Leslie Kay seems to have the worst luck. She can have these amazing storylines. She had a couple good ones on As the World Turns, and then they dumped her. She goes to General Hospital. She goes, and she was at Lois, which could have been a great storyline, mixing it up with the Q. She was fun to watch. They dumped her. She goes to Bold and the Beautiful. She has arguably the best cancer storyline of the year. Would have won her the Emmy were not Jeannie Francis in the category, and they dump her. It's like, this woman cannot get a break for the life of her.
No, it's like they bring her on with roses and promises, and then, you know,
yeah,
just let her languish in the background.
It's like these shows know that they have a great talent on their hands, and they'll do anything to sign her for the headline, but the moment she's been on the show for 3 weeks or less, they dump her. Or in terms of, they dump her back onto back burner.
Right. Yeah.
Lisa?
What?
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just figured you'd have something to say about Leslie.
What did you think about Thorne's little, you know, cry fest over Darla?
Well, I thought it was in character, and it should have happened a long time ago.
Well, I just figured since she was all, you know, in love with Taylor and ready to get remarried, it was kind of weird.
She was a bounced back as much as he was a bounced back for her. It's all rebound. And I'm glad that they had him admit that. Because Taylor was not worthy of him. So having him remember Darla just made us happy. Because don't we love Darla? I still love Darla. Even though she's smushy roadkill thanks to Taylor. But, you know, that's just me.
Sorry. Well, I don't have a segue, so we'll just switch to Guiding Light.
Thank God you don't have a segue.
Can't you say speaking of roadkill?
I'm trying to avoid using the speaking of roadkill.
Missed the last podcast.
It makes me so that I'm able to take and improvise.
It was terrible. Okay.
And I'm not quite as quick on my feet as Lisa is, though I'm
That's
trying
a damn
to improve.
Truth.
Well,
sorry.
Guiding
you know
Light.
I'm mad if I'm cussing like that. Yes, may we talk about Guiding Light, please?
Well, I have a note here.
From?
From crinkling things, but...
Shut up. Is it from Jammy Jam Jam Jam
no,
Jar?
No, I don't have a... No, no. This note is from you, Lisa. It
All
says,
right, go ahead.
There was the Daisy Rafe debacle. Oh, and Rick found out about Alan being the father. So, do we want to discuss the debacle or Rick first?
Well, they kind of tie together, unfortunately. You know,
Let's talk about Rick, because that took about 30 seconds. I've never watched a show that chews through what could be 6 months of good story in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be an Inside the Light episode or, you know, any just week-to-week stuff. I mean, Rick, I mean, they could have
And then they drag out Josh and Cassie. It makes no sense.
Right. They could have had this paternity thing stretch out for years. But they just had to do it. What is the baby? What I mean, when did she
not
find
even
out she
born?
Was pregnant? Like last month. It's very frustrating.
Mike, don't you understand? We needed more Cassie. We need more Daisy. We need more Rafe. We need more shrill Harley. We need Gus being a total doormat. We need more Alan twirling his mustache. We need the good stuff.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
you
and
know?
don't forget the newbie walk-on nobody that we care about who's trying to bribe Cyrus to stay in the country.
That's just to set up him and Alex, that's all.
Which, okay,
I know, but
it may be stupid, but the thought of him and Alex married together, there's so much potential, and I'm so happy for Marge Desai to have a front-burner storyline that way.
I don't think
Are you kidding me?
I mean, well, she's going to be in a triangle with Cyrus and Marina.
She is not going to be in a triangle. She's going to be used as a prop and comic relief, and
it's
she's going to be dumbed
still
down and act stupid.
A storyline which she has not had. I'd rather have. I love that actress. I would rather
young
have her
Padawan.
On screen.
Oh, my poor, naive young Padawan.
You have no idea where Alex has been. If you want somebody
dear.
Who is shrewd and cunning and villainous and rip you to shreds without even batting an eye, she is the one that used to be that way.
I know, but what I'm saying is I love the actress so much that I will take her as if I can get it.
Oh, dear. Why did you say that? Oh, no.
Because I've ever
Mike,
since
Mike,
you
know what's happening, right? It's going to be horrible. We're going to regret Luke ever saying that. It's going to be horrible.
Well, but you also have to realize that a little bit of my fondness from her is coming through from the All My Children days.
Gee,
so
could it be?
I can't help it. I love her.
It's not her that I'm worried about. It's the writing and how they're going to write her and how hideous it's going to be for us as fans of Alex and of Marge to see her humiliated. Like, I know it's coming. That's what
I'm
talking
about.
Do you
remember when you said that you like to like all the people in the triangle?
Oh, yeah. And I hate Marina.
It's kind of hard
Kill her.
To... Right.
Yeah. Oh, see, I like Marina and Cyrus together.
I'm liking her better.
This isn't about you. It's about me.
Oh.
Okay? No, I am liking her better with Cyrus. I am, and that's hard for me to say.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
To dumb down
Mark
Alex...
Mark this date on your calendar, folks.
To dumb down Alex and put her in a storyline that's so beneath her hurts.
Yeah.
It just
hurts. But this show has lost its corporate battle stuff,
and
that's where she
like,
used to be excel, as I understand it, wasn't it?
No, with Roger Thorpe is where she excelled.
Well, but then again, look what they've
done
to
Beth.
She
did excel at the corporate stuff, yes. Yeah, there
She's
was always
Spalding.
A battle over who controlled Spalding. So, yes, there is definitely mm-hmm. that corporate background with her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And again, it's a whole missed thing. I mean, Alan is focusing on any kid he could possibly get. Now it's
Ray. Like, he's like a baby broker.
And this guy is desperate for a child or what? He's pathetic.
I mean, this is not Alan. Oh, my goodness.
No.
And what
and
better opportunity to
with...
have Alex steal the company from him?
I don't like this Alan. I don't like him at all. I really don't.
No. And he's hanging out with that loser Rafe and mm-hmm. the loser Natalia, who I kind of like. But the Rafe kid, I hate him. I want him off this show.
Who do you hate
speaking
more, Daisy or Rafe?
Speaking of Rafe, sorry, I took your segue. They can just leave together. Fine.
Yeah.
And they wasted a whole Wednesday on them?
Yeah, and I think that whole thing with him, you know, passing out and, you know, make me care about this guy before you have something like diabetic shock, whatever.
And pluck his eyebrows.
Pass out on the floor, because I could care less. Oh, he passed out. Good. Is he dead yet?
Is he dead? Exactly. That's what I did. I went, ooh, oh, dang it. And pluck his eyebrows. He's starting to look like Bert.
And I hate that Harley and Gus are being sucked in by their whole life revolving around their children, which I know in real life your children are your life, but it's becoming their only reason for being on TV is to argue about their children.
Right, because I see that enough in my life. I revolve around my child, which is fine and good. I don't need to see it on my soaps. If I wanted to see smart aleck teenagers, I'd go to the mall and want to smack them all. Now I just sit at home where I'm supposed to be escaping and see these smart aleck kids. I would have been slapped into next week if I talked to my mother the way Daisy talks to hers, Rafe talks to his, and Noah on Young and the Restless talks to his. I would have been slapped into next week.
Oh,
I know,
I would have Noah.
Deserved it.
Boy, they spent way too much time on Noah that one day. Holy cow.
What do you mean one
day? It was like Noah hour. No, there was one day last week it was like the Noah hour.
Yeah, it was. I want to live with Alice. Just go. Get smushed by a car on the way.
DMFJ seems to think we're spending too much time harping on Cassie and Josh. In the forum, in response to last week's CBS Unplugged episode, she goes, "Cassie is not a tramp looking to get with every guy. Josh is a great guy. Who wouldn't want him? I'm sorry, but I have to say that Josh and Cassie are not that terrible. It is a short-term thing. Everyone knows it. It isn't the best, but it could be a whole lot worse."
You know what, though? And she, he or she is right. It is a short-term thing, and I think that's what bugs me the most.
This is the longest short-term thing I've ever seen.
But you were commenting on that with Carly and Jack. It's like, you know they're going to be together. So all this in-between other stuff is wasted time. Just get them together and let them deal with other things in their life as a couple.
Or at least make it with interesting characters that's going to cause problems. Alan would be much better. Someone else with Josh would be better. Anybody.
Alan would be better with
Alan
Josh?
And Josh?
Okay, fine.
Sorry.
I'll go with it. The Reverend Josh and Alan, Mrs. Alan.
Okay.
You walked right into it.
I was meaning Josh with anyone other than Cassie and Alan with Reva.
But they're
would
not
been
that
great.
Bad. I'm sorry, they're
I don't
hideous.
Think Alan would be a good minister's wife.
I think he'd rock those clothes, actually. Anyways, I think Cassie and Josh are hideous. Sorry.
We don't.
And I think Cassie's hideous.
I don't think we talk
hideous.
About it that much. I think we've
oh,
kind
we do.
Of decided that. Okay. I mean, we don't talk about it much because we already know where we stand. It's kind of like there's really not much more you can say.
Okay. Well, before we switch to YNR, I have one last question.
No. Speaking of hideous, Mike, Reva slept with Josh. I mean, Jeffrey this week.
Yeah, I know.
Are you serious? I'm so glad this week was a really busy week and I wasn't paying attention to that show.
Oh, yeah. It's No Strings Attached. And Olivia apologized to Jeffrey. I am still there. Yeah. I'm still ticked off. She apologized to her rapist. Ugh.
It's almost like they don't know what to do with her.
They don't.
Well, rumor
and
has
I think
it
they're about to
not,
write her out.
Yeah, rumor has it that she's not going to be coming back.
Well, yeah, because I had commented in the forum that she is a good actress and I hate to see her go, but they really have just really put – they make her run in circles. She just really is not.
Well, maybe if she leaves, she'll take Ava with her.
Oh, but yes. Oh, please,
so.
Please.
No,
I will,
so,
one quick
I'll
thing
sacrifice something. I don't care.
That I
want as long as she gets off my screen.
One thing, quick thing that I want to ask you about before we switch to YNR. In the forums, people were saying how much they loved Gina Tognoni's performance this last week as Dinah. What do you guys think? Because, like, I was watching it, and maybe I'm not either paying attention enough or what, but to me, this whole thing is just falling flat for me. I won't say it's bad, but it's not anything to crow about, in my opinion.
Why is it falling flat for you, stupid?
I don't know. It just
sorry,
is.
You're
it
not
just
stupid.
Is. But yeah, you think I am, but that's okay.
Well, sort of, but why is it falling flat for you? Seriously.
I don't know. It's just...
Is it Mallet not catching on? Does that just not ring true to you? Or... I'm not... I'm honestly questioning.
How did she ever get
you
out of the hospital without anybody taking care of her?
What
did they
mean?
Know when they let her go that she had issues?
She was
with
faking it. She was faking damage. It. She didn't want to hurt anybody, so she was like, yeah, I'm okay, and she's obviously not. And that's very true of who Dinah would like to be.
Okay.
She would want to put other people first, and then Matt caught her, and she confessed to him. She has been rocking this story, and I'm kind of with Luke.
Great.
The story kind of is out there, but Gina just makes up for it, for me.
See, she's one of those people that can do anything and
exactly
make it good, even if it's bad. She's
yes,
a rare
she's spinning
gem.
Crap she's a, into gold. That's exactly
there you go,
what she's
I like
doing.
That.
That's well, exactly what she's doing. So,
I'd like to
Luke?
See how you spin the Kevin and Jana storyline this week.
Mine?
Yeah.
Really? Honestly? You want to know? I still detest Kevin, but Greg Reinhart has really been he should always play crazy. That's his forte.
See, I think that Greg Reinhart is the Jeff Branson of YNR. If they did with Jeff Branson what they do with Greg Reinhart,
yeah, make him crazy, make him slightly evil. I'm right behind him.
And the scenes with Jana like when she was like faking her like amnesia there for a few minutes, that was pretty good.
I don't know if she's faking. I'm kind of torn. I think they're going to pull a Jeff Branson. I think they're going to pull a Jonathan and give her a tumor or something. I really do, to keep her on the show.
They're going to pull a tumor, huh?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they're going to give her some kind of mental illness or some reason why she was evil. And
I thought
just
she was short-term.
I have no idea.
She was on for a long time.
Well, then there was a rumor that she's going to have a twin.
Oh, that's it. That's a good one. Just something to keep her on. But Kevin being crazy, crazy Kevin, like. And I hate that. I did not like when he locked Colleen in that closet because she has claustrophobia from the time he locked her in the freezer and set the house on fire.
Yeah, that was a little bit in bad taste on the part of the writers.
But
I will
he's crazy. So I was like, okay, hurry up, let her out.
What I like about the character of Kevin, which is one of the reasons why I've always liked the character, is especially in these instances, you get to see the battle that the character of Kevin goes through. Like, he tries to be good, but he, as much as he tries, he can't seem to do it. And so then he does his best not to be too bad, if that makes sense.
Maybe. So. I don't know. I just like Greg in this role.
Oh, you know, yeah, he's great in this role. I think he's really, really good. But I think it's, you know, that whole thing where they have to give Kevin some gray area because he was, when he came on, he was so bad
that he was repellent.
He either had to die or go to jail.
Mm-hmm. And they
set had
him to jail.
Give him some sort
for a
of
whole
redemption
minute.
Or like ability. And now they can kind of give him, like you said, he's young, and they can groom him to be a really long-term villain if they, but I don't know that they're actually going to go that route. I mean,
no,
he did relent and you know, let her go and let the police come take care
well,
of it.
So, I want to just make a note of something because I called it about a certain new cricket, Paul's daughter. If she is not the spitting image of old Cricket, and the fact that she talks the same way, her hair's the same way, and she's a legal eagle, this is Cricket 2.0.
Mike, what did you think of?
I didn't see her.
What did you think? What did you think of Will trying to out Gloria as a murderer? Do you know the spoilers? That
no, I don't.
When Will dies, Will's gonna die. But when Will dies, he will get a letter saying he inherited $50 million. So as his wife, she gets $50 million. Of course, Gloria always wins.
Wait a minute. Who did he inherit $50 million from?
I'm hoping it's his Uncle Bobby Ewing. I'm really pulling for Uncle Bobby. But I don't know. I don't know. That's just the spoiler that he inherits a buttload of money. And, of course, she gets it. So, of course, Gloria gets away with it again.
Again.
I'm so pissed. And
okay, you shouldn't have told me that because now I would have something that I would have just thoroughly looked forward to because I would have so loved that it is a twist to just have it happen. Had you not told me about it, I would have been like, oh my freaking God, I can't believe
it. I didn't know about that either.
It was like,
yeah,
oh,
I just read
what...
the spoiler. Shut up, Luke. Oh. I just read the spoiler and I was going to some message boards and nobody is happy because she did kill somebody and basically, she's been hindering her husband's progress, and he's going to end up dying because of it, and she gets away with it again. She has to make some payment, or people are just going to flat out hate her. And
well, I think it's funny. The actress, she did a Soap Opera Digest thing, and she commented on how she said that John died, and now the second love of her life dies, and I'm thinking, this guy
love
is not the love
money.
Of her life. I don't know how you're interpreting this marriage that you have, but to me, it was a marriage of convenience. She mm-hmm. might have some feelings for him, but I don't think she's in love with him. She's trying to control the outcome of her going to jail.
Well, it's interesting you should
mention
controlling.
Oh, shut up, Fisher Lover.
Fisher Lover.
Victor basically just declared war on Nikki this week. And
how charming.
That's not.
He's such a great guy.
Isn't he fabulous? Love him, except for the fact that I hate him. I hate him. I hate his guts.
But it doesn't
go
even make
Jack.
Sense
Team
to
Jack.
Me.
Because he's a dick. Oh, excuse me. He's a penis.
I know we don't have time to get into it because, you know, we're very quick here on these centric podcasts. All I'm going to say is I don't know why Jack is looked at as a villain either. I understand
I
what
love
you're
you.
Saying.
Love
I
you.
Like Jack a lot. And I'm not saying that he hasn't had his moments, but overall, I always think he's always on the defense of Victor, who's always trying to undermine him.
So
thank
what do you,
you
think is going to happen between Victor and Nikki? I mean, is this basically going to become
Victor
a slug match
Victor will take
between
Nikki down, and she'll apologize, and she'll grovel, and he'll reluctantly take her back after screwing three other women, and that's how it always happens.
Maybe he'll end up with Sharon.
Okay, that's enough. No more.
On that note, great way to end the episode. Lisa saying it instead of me. Where can people write us reviews, Lisa?
PodcastAlley.com.
That's where they can vote for us, but thank you for being in there.
iTunes. There.
And send us your emails at dc@tvfanonline.com about any topics that interest you or you want us to discuss. Obviously, we try to get to as many of them as possible, but sometimes that's hard.
Yeah, obviously.
Drop by the forums, tvfanonline.com/forums, to discuss your favorite CBS soaps. Also, I forgot to mention it, drop by the new MySpace profile. We updated it. So if you have MySpace and you have not added us as your friend, we'd appreciate if you did. So until next time, so long.
Bye.
Bye-bye.